What's up, Liron here. Thank you for joining me in another episode of my daily podcast. Today, I want to talk to you briefly about a painting I did today, and I really feel like I'm on a roll, and not necessarily even results-wise, but just productivity. I've been painting every day, almost, for the past, I don't know, a few days or a week or so, and have been having a lot of fun, and I feel like really I learn a lot from each process. I start to feel even more comfortable with watercolor in general, with the medium. That's a very, which is a very challenging medium. So today I painted Joseph's Bukovich, and that's like something I thought I should do. And I got this idea yesterday, and I was like, I have to do that because he has a lot of notoriety, but I mean that in the positive sense, in the watercolor community, and I just thought, I just had this epiphany that I should totally paint him and then have people send it to him in case he doesn't seize it, he doesn't see it, and then maybe get to him and hopefully he'll love the painting. And it's just a nice gesture for someone that that I enjoyed learning from and that I really benefited from his content. Not that he has a lot of tutorials, but I did buy one of his DVDs and learned a lot from it. So in any case, I did the painting, and the funny thing is I worked from a very small photo reference, and sorry about the noise, that was my chair, and so there's much fewer details, and I tried making the most out of what I had, which was not a lot, and I'm very pleased with how it turned out, and I think I did managed to do my best. It's just funny, the idea of by painting based on a small photo, you can actually blow it up to be very large, which I think is really cool. You know, you can't really do that as much with technology. But in any case, the picture was, it had a low contrast. It was very small, so I had to manipulate it a bit, enlarge it, add a posterize effect, which is a really useful effect to add. And I actually have a YouTube tutorial on that. If you just search for Liron reference photo, you'll probably find it on how to turn every photo or reference photo into something that's more paintable, if you will. And so I'm very pleased with the result. And I will put it as the picture of the episode, but I do recommend you check out my Instagram for that, because I think it'll help you. Aside from that, I had an interesting incident where I met someone who was a gallery owner just when painting outside. That's just, okay, I finished with this Bukovich segment. Now I want to talk about that just briefly, and then we'll wrap it up. It's a bit late, and it's going to be a short one today. So in any case, what I did was I painted outside with my watercolor group. We have a small Facebook group here in Tel Aviv, and we sometimes meet once every few months. Actually, not once every few months, but it's been a few months since the last time we met. And then I was painting, and I painted someone. Turns out his friend is an owner of a gallery, and we talked a bit, and then he asked me to send some of my works. He doesn't deal mostly with watercolor, and watercolor has a really low status here in Israel, unfortunately, but we're changing that. As most galleries, deals more with oils and probably sculptures and some more modern quote-unquote stuff. But in any case, I think he liked the artwork, and so he was intrigued, and he does have one watercolor artist he's working with, so I thought it would be, or that he knows is in several galleries. So he did ask me to send him some more work, and hopefully that'll work, that'll be good, that'll lead to something. I don't know, I don't assume anything, like who knows, but we're going to give it a shot, and I will definitely keep you updated on that. So this is it for today. This is going to be a rather short episode. Not much to tell, just worked. Had a few stormy days on some more personal matters, so it was a bit hard to have a very high productivity, but I am pleased with the things I managed to do in the last few days and weeks. despite all of that. So I want to thank you so much for listening. If you want to contact me, Instagram is the best place. So you can just reach out there. My username is Lironyanil. That's Lironyanil. And I'll be happy to help with anything I can, or just, you know, have a chat. If you need any tips, any advice on anything, I'll be happy to help. And I hope to see you there. So with that being said, we can wrap up today. Thank you so much for listening. And I will talk to you again in another one real soon.